Gemara Daf brings down the Mishnah we had earlier in Daf Nun Amud Beis, where it brings down the Maisa of the Chamesh Nashim. There's a story with the five women of Shtei Achios, and among them there were two sisters, Melikat Adam Echad Kalkal Shel Tehinim, and somebody was Melakat a basket of figs, Mishal En Haisa, belonged to them, Mishal Shvius Haisa, and it was Peir Shvius, V'Amar Hari Kulchem Mekudashisli B'Kalkal Azu, and it was Mekadash all them with the Peiris in the basket, V'Kibla Achos Mena De Kulam. One of the Nashim was Mekabla Kedushin for everyone, V'Amar Chachamim, Ein Achios Mekudashis, and Chacham said that the Achios are not Mekudash. And the Gemara here in Nun Beis says that Shema Mina, we learn a couple things from this Mishnah. Shema Mina the Mekadash Peir Shvius Mekudashis, Shema Mina Kitcha Megazo, Ein Mekudashis, V'Chule, a couple different things we learn from here. So in the first Shema Mina, that Mekadash Peir Shvius Mekudashis, what is the Hamina that she should not be Mekudashis? So Taisa speaks out, Rashi says, came this, that you would think it would not be good Kiddushin, because the Taisa says, La'achal v'loy l'schari, you're only allowed to use Peir Shvius for eating, not for doing business, not for purchasing, and over here you're purchasing the Isha, so you would think it's not a good Kiddushin. Kamash Molon, the Hanimi l'chatchila, v'v'yavad ha'mekach kai. That you are over an isav la'achav l'schayra when you use the paris for kiddushin. That's only an isav l'chatchila, but b'diavad it doesn't make the kiddushin out of kiddushin, and that's why b'diavad she is mekudashes. So that's how Tosfos learns shot in the Gemara. The whole isav la'achav l'schayra is only l'chatchila, not b'diavad. But fact the machno v'yagmalik akasha, he says it's true that the isav la'achav l'schayra is only l'chatchila, not b'diavad, but for a different reason the kiddushin should not be a kiddushin over here, because over here we're talking about shlichus. She's becoming a shlich l'chavrita to be mekabel of kiddushin on her behalf, like the Gemara speaks out over here. It's working within shlichus. So if an avera was done over here, you should say in shlichus v'avera. You can't have a shlichus to do an avera, and there is an avera of l'achel v'lo schayr over here that should invalidate the shlichus. And once there's no shlichus, if the shlichus is batal, then about it there's no kiddushin. So it's true that the iser of l'achel v'lo schayr itself is not going to invalidate the kiddushin because it's only l'chatchila not b'di'evin. But once you're telling me that there's an iser over here, so then the shlichus is batal in shlichus v'aver. There's no shlichus, and therefore the kiddushin should not be a good kiddushin. How can the Mishnah say that the kiddushin is a good kiddushin? And even though it's true, we spoke out that there seems to be a big machlokes mishainim taisus and b'matzina dafinam beis two truths of taisus whether the when you say in shlichus v'aver is the shlichus batal or not. It's possible that one teretz is that the shlichus is not batal. It's just that the aver is not misyachus to you, but the machna seems to be going like the tzad over there in Taisus, that the shlichus is batal, which seems to be the shita of Rabbi Shainim, and b'chlal, there's some achronim understand in Taisus that everyone holds the shlichus is batal, but al-Kapanim, he's asking l'fi that tzad, that the shlichus is batal, so in Melu, there shouldn't be any kiddushin over here b'chlal. So that's his kasha, the kasha of the machna. Now, the Na'ib Yehuda was asked the same kasha by his mechutin. There's a tshuva where his mechutin asked him this kasha, and then Na'ib Yehuda said that it's b'chlal not a kasha. He said he doesn't understand what he's asking. And he said that the pshat is like this. When we talk about the Isha Ver being a shliach, whose shliach is she? She's not the shliach of the Mekadesh, she's the shliach of Chavata, she's the shliach of her friend to be Mekabel the Kiddushan on her behalf. But who's the one doing the Isha of L'achav Elo L'schayra? That's the Mekadesh, not the Mekabelis, not the Isha. She's not doing the Isha, it's the Meicher does the Isha, not the Lekeach. And over here that would be the Mekadesh, the one who's taking the Parash of Shvius. He's the one doing the Isha, but the Isha herself is not doing the Isha. And being that she's not doing an Isser, and she's not the shliach of the Baal, she's the shliach of her friend, therefore there should not be a problem over here of l'achav l'schayra on her, so there's no avera in her shlichus. Her shlichus, which is her friend, does not involve an avera, and therefore it is not a kasha. And the Akedei Kach, the Beauty says, "En yadam al-sach." I don't know what my mechutin is talking about. What's he asking? It's pashut, there's no avera over here for the Isha. Now what's pshat in his mechutin? It would seem to me that the pshat is that he argues on the Ikir side of the Na'ib Yehuda, and he holds that both the Meicher and the Lekeach are Iver and the Isser of L'achav L'Meschara, and this is a Shain L'Achrayim, are both of them Iver or not? He must hold that they're both Iver. And Mimela, there is an Aver for the Isha and Miskadeshes as well. And this is Mavur Lehadi in the Lashon of the Machnim. And the Machnim asks his Kasha, he speaks out, he bavarns, he says, Kevin the Ike Surah L'Lekeach, K'moy Allah Meicher, so Batla Shlichas, assuming that the Isser is on both of them, so the Shlichas should become Batla. So that seems to be the yasad of the machlokes between the Na'ib Yehuda and his mechutin, whether the isser of l'achav l'schayra is only on the meicher or also on the kaina. Now there is, I think, another hasbe you could say to be mazer the mechutin of Na'ib Yehuda, even if you don't say that the svart that both of them are over on the isser of l'achav l'schayra, maybe it could be mazer differently. Up the yodudik yasad from Mikiveger, which we mentioned earlier as well, that Mikiveger says that when you become a shlich for someone to be zeichen mamon, you have to be shluchos of Bala Mamon. If I want to be zeichen money from Reuven on behalf of Shimon to give it to Shimon, it's not enough that I'm Shimon's shlich, but I also have to be a shluch of Reuven, of the Baal HaMamon. If I'm not the shluch of the Baal HaMamon, then there's no shluchas at all. That's Bikmegis Chiddush, I'll pay the Rishonim, that there's a musig of shlucha shel Baal HaMamon. So that means that over here, when the Isha is being mekabel the Kiddushin on behalf of her friend, her sister, or somebody else, a different one of the women, then she can't, it's not enough for her to be the shluch of her friend. She has to be the shluch of the Mekadosh as well, because he's the Baal HaMamon over here. And without that shlichus, the whole shlichus won't be chal to begin with, because you're not shlichus Baal HaMamon. So there is an inherent shlichus of the Mekadosh as well. And being that, the whole shlichus won't work without being shlichus Baal HaMamon. And within that shlichus, you have a Dvar Veira. That could be the reason why the Mechutin Rebbe Yehuda held that there's an issue over here, mitzad the Avera of the Mekadosh, because the Isha does have to be his shlich as well. And that's why he asked that there should be a problem. I mean, even if you hold it, Bichlal, the Isser of the Achavot L'Schayr is not necessarily both on the Meicher and the Kainah.